Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with man's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1463, recorded Wednesday, April 9th, 2014. Follow the bouncing apple.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good. Because it's time for the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now it is time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dickie D. How are you doing?
I'm doing super, sir, and you?
I'm doing good. I'm very, very excited. It's funny because now that daylight savings has happened, this sun is coming in through this window, and I can feel the heat. Normally, I don't feel like we're on a stage, you know, in like hot lights. I kind of feel that right now. I might get a little bit of his forehead sweat throughout the show.
Wow.
Not sure.
Okay. I'll keep my eye out.
Keep your eye peeled to right here.
Fortunately, I'm 3,000 miles away, so I wouldn't have to worry about body odor.
Yeah, luckily I don't have a co-host, otherwise, woo! How you been doing? How was your last week?
Very good. I went to another 3D printing show.
Ooh.
This one called 3D Inside Printing Conference and Expo. Mm-hmm. And did you know that you can make a 3D car? I asked Josh.
A car?
Yeah. So I walk into the Javits Convention Center, and I come across this Ford Torino.
Does it look like, whoa. Whoa. Yeah. I would assume that it had been, like, made out of tiny tiles because you can only print, you know, like a foot or so.
Well, you know, I do not know a lot about 3D printing, but it says printed with liquid, 3D printed with liquid metal.
Yeah. I know that that's possible.
I know. Well, I didn't read the sign before I hit the car thinking, I wonder what kind of plastic they used.
Ouch.
Yeah. And then I wondered, who would lend this person their Ford Torino to do this? So I stuck my phone camera inside the Ford Torino and...
Oh, my. Of course so they lend it.
Yes, it was not a brand new one.
Wow.
Or maybe it was a brand new one when they started putting this stuff on it. But
was there a raffle so you could win it?
You know what? It was
please
just...
Please win this car.
Yes.
Take
yes.
It.
But I think the company was Solid Concepts. I'm thinking of getting one of these for each of us. So Solid Concepts Ooh. Was showing something they made. And Jeff, that next picture.
Ooh.
Wouldn't they be good for us?
What? Yes. I want that so bad. It's a suit. It's like a super suit.
Yeah.
And is that metal or is that plastic?
It's plastic.
Wow, it's really glossy, and it looks like it could be Iron Man.
Yeah, I said that. I said, this whole thing was done on a 3D printer. She said, piece by piece, we did it. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, we need those. You need to fly out here. We need to take photos with them and then start a superhero troop.
Yeah, exactly. So that we can do, you know, when people get in trouble.
Yeah.
They'll call on Chad and Dick to the rescue.
Super GizWiz. yeah, wow, that is so cool. Who wouldn't want that?
And then they'll say, are you going to stop those burglars? And we go, no, we're just here to video them. That's
no,
what we do.
Please take pictures of us because we look really cool.
We are superhero cameramen.
Exactly. And because it's 3D printed, you could... Wow, okay, someone just said, okay, so it's not made by Stark Industries, but this is exactly how Iron Man went down is he made it in his house. You could 3D print your own. This is, and you could customize it. So it's like, oh, I don't want flat and glossy. I want spiky. I want, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
Actually, you could make it out of, you could use that metal printing filament.
Yeah.
And really be Iron Man. Whoa.
That is too cool.
Of course, by the Hudson River, after a while, you would be Rusty Man, but that's okay.
Right.
Too much salt water.
Yeah, it has
so anyway, I have three radically different 3D printers.
Perfect. Oh, so all 3D printer show for you.
All 3D printer show. Cool. Is your gadget a 3D gadget?
It does happen to be in three dimensions.
Good. That's good.
We're saving the two-dimensional gadget for next week. Okay. Whole 3D show coming at you in 3D.
Woo.
Whoa. Yeah. This is in 3D, right? Right, Josh? Yeah?
I didn't flip the 3D switch yet.
Good.
I didn't flip it yet.
Oh, you didn't?
Well, you got to put on your 3D glasses first, so you got to have those 3D glasses.
Okay. I'll go get them. 1 second.
Okay. Wait a second.
Okay. Yep. And getting the 3D glasses. 1 sec. It's
okay,
a very technical
too.
Process. Okay, you ready with your 3D glasses?
Yeah.
Okay, here
all right,
we go.
You guys ready?
And go!
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, whoa, it really worked.
Oh, this is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Whoa.
Oh. It's
oh,
hang on.
My eyes.
I feel like I've lost an eye. I'm only seeing in
yeah,
red.
That's only in the red eye. That's
oh.
only one.
It's like technical malfunction.
Oh, it's so funny because on the East Coast, I'm just seeing blue. So do you realize
you
in the
blue.
Middle, anybody around the Mississippi River is seeing this in 3D?
We didn't pay for the second color.
Somewhere in the the continental divide. I think that they'll see the show in 3D. So
it's an amazing one-eye 3D.
Yeah.
One-eye 3D
yeah.
technology that
Absolutely.
We've got. And the lower third, as you can see, is not in 3D at all.
The lower third, we haven't figured out Chiron technology
No,
yet.
But the rest of it is perfect. Perfect.
Amazing.
Boy, you know, I
I'm
almost
take
feel
off
like
the glasses
I...
now.
You know, I feel like I'm touching my own nose. That's how realistic it is.
That's the fourth dimension. Smell
wow.
dimension.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's stop horsing around. Let's check out the first 3D printer.
Okay, so we're going to go to the Javits Center. I have two videos today. I'll tell you up front, the Javits is very noisy and loud. Dennis was not available, so I am holding the camera, talking to people, and carrying two microphones.
Oh,
so,
you're doing it all.
I'm doing it all, so forgive the jerky motions. So let's look at printer number one.
I'm at the Inside Printing Conference and Expo at the Javits Center, and we're looking at 3D printers and 3D printed stuff. Over here we have a group playing, and look what they're playing on.
They're playing
everything
on 3D printed.
Isn't that neat?
Is 3D printed. Let's go behind this pole.
A 3D printed piano.
Except for the works, yes.
Cover.
The case is all 3D printed.
Yeah.
Pretty neat, isn't it?
3D printed symbols.
I think I may have found the lowest price printer. It's from XYZ Printing, and it's $4.99. The under $500 printer. So let's go over there and talk to them.
Now this, I might be interested in.
So it's an under $500 printer.
Yeah.
Kind of a package and complete out of box products for $499 retail price.
Isn't this good looking?
Yeah.
The most affordable 3D printers you can get on the market.
It looks like a washing machine.
Looking.
Looks like
well,
a real.
Yes, it is indeed.
Now, is everything here printed on it?
Yes, it is. Actually, everything you see here, all the symbol here, is printed by this printer itself.
So you can print one color at a time.
That's right, yes. Uh-huh.
And this is shipping now?
Yes, it is shipping. It's available on the Amazon now.
Oh, wow.
And where is your company located?
Yeah, Amazon.
Our U.S. operations located in San Diego.
And the company is?
It's a Taiwanese-based company.
Oh, okay. Yes. And what is XYZ Printing?
XYZ Printing is a new company for 3D printings, but XYZ is actually coming from our parents' company. It's a really big manufacturing group called New Kimpo Group. It's one of the largest OEM manufacturers in the world. But XYZ Printing is just a new venture of a 3D printing from a big company.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tell me the website.
Okay. www.xyzprinting.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So now this doesn't look too unwieldy. And boy, $500 is
yeah,
decent. It is on Amazon, too.
Right. So as a comparison, MakerBot, which is kind of the name synonymous.
Yes, that is the big name.
Right. For their smallest pre-made, completely made 3D printer, it's $1,375.
Yes.
So $499 is a very competitive price. You can see that.
And I think the fact that this is like the second 3D printer show and that this Thursday Staples is having a press conference about having 3D stations in certain Staples stores. I mean, I think it's really starting to happen. I mean, I paid $699 for my first daisy wheel printer. You know, my black and white with the paper with the notches at the side. And so now 3D under $500 is pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting there. I mean, I think eventually we will be at the point where a 3D printer comes free with a computer, and
that would be good.
You know, it's just like a normal printer. I don't know.
That would be good.
Yeah, I truly do think it's the future. I think eventually we are going to get to the point where a 3D printer in the house is not that big of a deal. There will be things that you expect to 3D print at home and get it in a few hours, and there will still, of course, be things that you plan on going out to a store and getting as well. But yeah, wow. Very, very cool.
Okay, now the second one. Every 3D printer had their little niche thing of what they were famous for. You know, that was like the most inexpensive printer, and it won a 2014 CES award as the most affordable 3D printer. So the next one is, their claim to fame is that it's the largest build of any printer under $1,000. So that means you can make devices, I think it was up to 14 inches high. This I'm thinking of for Jeff.
Ooh.
Because it's a kit. Okay.
Huh. Yeah,
it is the Rostock Max V2. And if you cut to a picture of that, this is that a weird looking printer?
That is the weirdest looking printer I have ever seen.
You know what? I thought if the one in that beautiful cabinet was $499,
right. This one,
how much is the one that's just standing there?
This is the modern look of the 3D printer. If you want more of a contemporary scale. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying, where's the cabinet? And he said, no, this is better because it takes up less space. It doesn't weigh nearly as much as a regular 3D printer. So, you know what? Fortune's in the chat room, because this was what I thought. Jeff, close your ears for a minute, okay, Jeff? It's put your fingers in your ear for about 1 minute. Okay, Jeff, you ready? So, Chad, we buy that. Everyone in the chat room will chip in. We buy it for Chad.
For Jeff,
we
yeah.
take three parts out of the kit. We have Burke go down the basement.
Love this
and
idea.
Get three weird parts
yes.
from something else.
Yes. And then we time-lapse him trying to put it together.
Yes, yes.
And at
the
some point during the time-lapse, he just pauses and you just see him walking
yes,
around
yes,
the room.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
The company says it takes a do-it-yourself at 20 hours to do it.
20 hours to put this thing together?
Yes. Now, if
and
you
that's
don't
what they're
What? Yeah. Yes, and if you don't have a Jeff in your life, you can pay, I believe it is $1,374 to have it ready to go out of the box.
Now, did you get video of this thing working? Because
No, I did not, because I you know, there was video on their website. I should have gotten the link for that.
Because the way that these little arms are situated has me a little bit, like, it uses three different arms instead of four.
Yes, it looks like a Rectiset arms.
It looks like it's going to, like, reach in there and then, and like, use little arm technology to put it down.
And those arms ride up and down.
So weird.
By any chance, does it pick up stuffed animals and deliver them to you, by any chance?
No, it's not that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I really want this to clean my bedroom. Yeah.
No. My mom's getting on me.
And
that's the robotic show that that you would go to for that. So 20 hours to build it. Like I said, as Josh was flashing by there, it looked like it was $1,374 for the built. Oh my gosh.
That thing. They have different versions.
Okay.
So they have
The $999 one you can buy built for $1,375. But if you need a bigger one.
Right.
You know, they have a heated bed, which makes it easier so that once your model is done. To get it off the bed because it's pliable, but there we go.
This just seems like a new sort of way of doing this, where you have. Am I getting an ad?
I think this is an educational thing. Actually, go a little further because I think it might go into the printing thing.
What is going on?
What are we watching?
I don't know. This is how to teach kids to be motivated by what? Beating them over the head with a stick?
See me educate. No, I want to see the printer, please. I thought I did that. The weird thing is it has those three little arms. I kind of want to see it work. I'm so used to seeing what the other, how the other printers.
Just go back a little. I think you just had
it
there.
It was on a weird filter.
Okay. Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, let me see if there's preparing the glass plate. Time-lapse. Here we go. That's what I want to
see. There we go. Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah, this is a time-lapse of Lincoln, the face of Lincoln.
Yeah.
So ta-da!
And go! Whoa! Yeah, look at that!
So the three arms ride up and down. Again, this is doing the entire project like in a minute and 10 seconds.
That is such an amazing...
pulling the filament off the roll...
I'm loving the innovation that you see from people in this space because, the other ones, they can make a square plate, and now this one's obviously round because you're using three axes instead of you're using three arms. This is cool.
Yeah. So this is building Abraham Lincoln. I think this is how they actually did these. Four presidents with a giant one of these to do Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They had the 3D printer technology back in the... that's crazy.
Well, it was three hydraulic hammers that were pounding at the...
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah.
Obvious. Yes.
So they hadn't invented filament yet, but outside of that, the technology is exactly the same.
No, what's crazy is Lincoln did a few life masks before... he passed, and I wonder if this is one of his, if this is like the actual life mask.
Boy, I don't know.
People are yelling at me. That is cool to see it like, like, wow. I want the most, if I'm going to invest in the 3D printer world, I want the most impressive looking printer. It's all.
Well, that might be it. That might be
it. They could easily be it.
The third one, for some bizarre, I did it with Leo on Radio Saturday because I thought Leo's either going to say this is so stupid I can't believe it, or it's going to catch his imagination that he's going to say I want one. Anyway, it was the latter. He said, this makes me totally interested in 3D until he heard the price.
Oh.
But anyways, let's look at the next very different 3D printer. And again, sorry about the audio, but this booth was packed. So here it is.
I'm at 3D Systems, and we were joking last week on the show about I was going to a Staples event, but the food was would not be printed. Well, guess what? If you wanted, you could eat this thing. You could eat that thing. You can eat this thing because that's what it was made on. Let me see if I can zoom back and show you a little more about it. And I'm with Keith. And Keith, what are we looking at?
This is a chef jet. So this is a food 3D printer.
Is it printing food now?
Yes, it's printing right now. It's printing the sugar. It's printing with sugar
what?
And water and to bond it.
It's printing
and basically
candy.
You can make, for a pastry chef or a baker, or a small bakery, for a small coffee house, they can have this in their store and produce complex shapes, great flavored candy.
Do you have something? Do you have printed candy here?
Yeah, we have some printed candy.
Show me what a candy would look like.
So this is it's right here. This is a 3D printed candy.
Okay, I'm just going to hold it up.
You know, I think that's Waldo, isn't it?
Oh, we found him.
There he is.
It's right there.
So this is their logo, which is a cube with a ball in it. So this is printed candy.
And I could eat that?
You could eat that right now.
And I did.
Are you going to eat it?
So that's peppermint.
Yes.
You add flavor to it.
Oh, it's peppermint!
And we also have sour apple, a full color. So you get to get the monochrome machine here that produces cocoa, chocolate printing, and also in powdered sugar we add flavors too. And then we have full color printers. So this one is going to be below $5,000 for the Chef Jet. For the Chef Jet Pro that you see these full color pieces.
That, I just want to see that full color. Is that candy too?
Yeah, it's all edible, and that's under $10,000. These are going to be out the second half of this year. All made through.
The model we're looking at is?
And so this is from the Chef Jet Pro. We're made by 3D Systems. We invented 3D printing 30 years ago, and now we're doing edibles.
This is really cool.
I want to get in the edible space.
Yes, 3DSystems.com.
Okay, Keith, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you.
Isn't that amazing?
That is really cool.
Leo is saying, gosh, if we could print Twit logos that people could eat. Yes.
Like, I can imagine a really boutique cake shop that this is you could 3D print the bride and groom and then you could have the bride and groom eat
the bride and groom. Yes.
Like that's so crazy.
So is black and white food cheaper? Is it like the ink like black and white?
Well, you know what?
Save money.
You know, it's very interesting. As I said, when Leo heard the price, the Chef Jet that does just one color is under $5,000. These are coming out mid-year. But if you want the color printer, that is under $10,000. And I don't know, one of the press releases says kitchen ready. Who is going to put this in the kitchen? They're like the size of two giant microwaves, one on top of the other. And that's the smaller version, which can produce candy up to 8 by 8 by 6 inches. Or if you buy the giant machine, you can print candy or figures or whatever you want, logos, up to 10 by 14 by 8 inches. But it's kind of unique. It's just using sugar and water and making shapes.
That is so cool. I don't know if we're actually looking at the sugar one. We may just be looking at a... I tried to find a time lapse of them making sugar molecules, but... not sugar molecules, but... I would like a time lapse of sugar molecules, please, being created.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
That'll be $50 if you're not buying the machine.
Right. This is a long... I have an 11-minute video here. Wow. I mean, that's how you bring it to the masses is, this is just a big old interview. Is you say, listen, do you like 3D printing? And it's just like, no, I'm not a big fan. Well, you could make tools. You can make a little kickstand for your bike. Aren't you excited? No. So, how about some food? You want to eat this? And I think you're going to win over a lot of people.
Yeah. As I said, Leo thought, oh my God, edible logos. Yeah. What we could,
You know, I love that line. And now we're getting into edibles.
Yes, I know. He said, we invented 3D printing 30 years ago, and now we're doing edibles. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
3D Solutions is the name of the company. Right. They are not on Amazon.
No. Yes. Yes. You have to talk to their sales representative. Yeah, that's one of those type of companies. Well, that is really cool, and I could totally see a boutique, very expensive.
Party planners, Chad.
Yeah.
If they were putting on a big event for a corporation to print the corporation's logo and stuff, and tell people take it home, and after you play with it,
totally.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'm sick and tired of eating 2D food.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Finally.
Yes.
Food in 3D.
Eat normal candy that's just like everyone else's candy. I just get frustrated. And I tear the whole building down. I want custom 3D printed candy to eat all the time.
Now.
Okay.
But not during the rainy season.
No, yeah. And, you know, what is a down payment on a house anyway? You know, who cares? I want some 3D printed candy. That is cool. That is cool. So I guess it's time for...
So now, I guess... Wait, do we have Chad's special theme, Josh?
Yes. You ready? I'm ready for it.
And ladies and gentlemen...
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
Nice.
Oh, wait, it is 3D. Did you print that?
No, I didn't. It is just normal food, unfortunately. Okay. We're continuing the stretchy month theme. And
stretchy. I forgot the theme. Okay.
Right. Stretchy stuff. Stretchy stuff.
Stretchy stuff.
And this came in about a month ago. Lisa found I came into the office and Lisa stopped me and said, I have a product that you have to do on the Gizwiz. And they found it, I think that they were out at like a flea market or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And they found this product. Can you guess what this is? You know it's stretchy, you know there's food.
Is it to make a pattern on food?
No.
Am I seeing holes in it?
You can see that it's stretchy. I think that's the light. There's no...
Oh, the lights.
No holes in it. We have... It's a food yo-yo.
I don't know. If you cut the apple in half, would you save the other half of the apple?
You are correct, sir. So this is the cover blubber.
Cover blubber? Okay.
Cover blubber. This is the first time I'm opening it. Probably the instructions state... Whoa, it is weird. It's like... It's kind of... Oh, I guess it was just sticking. Okay. All right. Anyway, I bet the instructions state that I should wash it before I use it, but let's read these guys real fast. Inside, use refrigerator, freezer, both hands, stretch, cover, blubber. Okay, something like that.
Do they make a banana one? Because that's not going to work on a banana.
I don't know. I was just going to test out a whole bunch of different products. So it's... It definitely is stretchy.
Wow! Wow!
And it kind of has on one end. There's like some texture to it, so that you could cut it. You could leave it around a food product. But yeah, the idea is that if you have something that you want to save, so let's go ahead and cut this apple.
Okay.
If you have something that you'd like to save, instead of using Saran wrap over and over and over again, you can take it. It is a little bit sticky. It has a little bit of tack to it, and it's kind of sticking to itself again. Instead of using Saran wrap over and over, you can blubber.
that actually
a food
looks
product,
pretty good.
And it keeps it fresh. So
just tell me something. Does it smell at all?
It smells a little bit like God, what was that? There was a product that had a sticky thing on it, and it had a hand on one end, and you could buy it in, like, vending machines. You'd swing it out. I'm hoping that someone in the chat room knows what I'm talking about. It was called, like Yakety Yak or something.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have a question, though, for you.
Yeah, okay.
Does it bounce?
Let me wrap a few more products, and then we'll see if it bounces.
Wacky wall walker, someone is saying. Sticky hand.
No, oh, the sticky hand. It is a sticky hand, but I swear that it had like it was like a sticky icky.
Well, but what I was getting at is if that smell got imparted to the open apple.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely does have a rubbery.
The hand of amazing stickiness. Someone is saying.
Something like okay. I swear that it was called. I mean, maybe we were. Maybe my family was the only family that ever called it whatever. Like, but I it's just like sticky icky stick or something. I don't know. Maybe we named it. But yeah, that actually works kind of well. I just covered this.
No, that did look good. That looks great.
Yeah. So okay. So let's try it on a few different products. We got a banana here.
Okay. Good. Good.
So there we go. It does come in three different sizes.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe for a banana, it doesn't work so hot.
No, bananas, no.
Who eats half a banana anyway?
You know, what if you have a baby and you want to feed a baby?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. Okay, so.
What did you feel like eating half a banana?
I asked Burke to get me some vegetables. I didn't really specify what size, so he just kind of came back with some stuff. So. Okay. We have a few more things that we can try here. Let's put the cover blubbers. So we got this.
You know what you ought to do later is put that over the apple and like see in 2 days. Do you think it's going to keep the apple fresh or it's just a way to?
I mean, I just about as fresh as Saran wrap works is what I am assuming. Because it definitely did feel like there was a good seal. On that. This is kind of dangerous to host a show.
My God, what is that?
I don't know. He got a red cabbage head. I don't know.
Oh my God! You know what? I think that's 3D printed.
Man, that is a fancy looking vegetable.
Wow.
Okay, so let's see if it works.
You know, I'm looking on Amazon. You can get four different sizes for $20.
We may have hit its limit.
Oh, I think you got small.
Yeah, I think we've hit the limit. Yeah. It does look like we just went to Nickelodeon, just had this thing slimed. I feel like I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it.
Oh, you're doing it. He's doing it.
No.
Wow.
Maybe on the smaller head. But yeah. Hey, look, you can give it a beating and it keeps on ticking. I think that's that's the No.
So you have to have a smaller vegetable.
Yeah, I guess I won't use the next one I got. Dang it. Well.
Oh my gosh.
But hey, you know, it works just fine. Now it does have cabbage all over it, though. That's kind of an issue.
Oh, okay.
But that's the cover blubber. And, yeah, so on Amazon, you can get a few different sizes, I believe. Is that what you're just saying?
I'm looking at four sizes for $20.
Right. Four sizes for $20. This is the second to smallest size.
Okay.
So,
But it looks like there is no banana side. They all look like they're more for roundish fruit. Right?
Yeah. Or, you know, I've been trying to figure out the dynamics of it and the best way that it sticks on. And it seems like the best way is as long as this sort of outer edge here gets around the edge of the fruit. You know? So as
Okay, yep, that's good.
You know, as long as it can get around it. You can do all sorts of different stuff, and we can squeeze the air out or something like that. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm excited about it. Let's see. Is it dishwasher safe? Let's see that.
I think you should take the apple out before you put it in the dishwasher.
I don't know. I don't have time for that. hand wash only. It does say.
Oh, okay.
But you know that's not too bad. And if you're saving the environment. Oh, gosh. Let's wrap this on some food.
Well, that's pretty good.
So, yeah. So, that's the...
Cover blubber?
Cover blubber by Fusion Brands. Okay, we're going to see if it bounces.
Cover blubber. There it is.
There it is. Okay. Here we go. It does have a little bit of food particles on it. I'm going to roll it up in a ball. Okay, here, we're going to do it without a ball. This is just non-ball form. No. Here, nope. I can stand back and show you. In fact, it anti-bounces.
Well, maybe it's because there's nothing in it. You know what I mean? Like, if there is something
okay,
in it.
Okay, okay. Where are we here? Let's try a few different variants.
Chat room is also suggesting shower cap.
I was going to say that.
I was going to do that, too, until I got a whole bunch of, like, it stinks. It smells like this cabbage, and I got cabbage all in it.
No.
Yo, you know what? I got cabbage in one side.
You don't
want to
be
cabbage
OMG
on the other side.
Cabbage, Chad.
No, I'm not going to do that. It's going to rip out my hair. No. It's going to hurt. Yeah. So anyway, that doesn't work. Okay, so let's try it with something in it. Here we go. And will it bounce? It's the new game from the Gizwiz.
No.
No, it won't bounce.
But at least you know you can still eat it right off the floor
because
it was protected.
It was. Right. Absolutely. I'm trying to figure out if I can, like, ball it up. Doesn't really want to do that. Come on, cover blubber.
So you only got one of them?
We only got one. Wow. You know, it's hard when it's an in the wild find, you know, but
at least it opened the door to knowing that there are others and of many sizes.
It now smells like, for some reason, this cabbage smells like tomato. My cabbages, blah. Ugh, I really don't like the smell of cabbage. Apparently, I found out today. So anyway, that's the cover blubber. $20 on Amazon for all four sizes. Never use Saran Wrap again. And perhaps entertain your friends with bouncy fruit. That is cover blubber.
Excellent.
So I guess let's go ahead and get into Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Nick's Gadget Warehouse.
Wow. All right, so we have another viewer video. Hello, Dick and Chad. I'm sending you a little video from Denmark.
Oh,
it's my Siemens SimPad handheld PC. My dad bought it for me because I told him I would be able to install a navigation map on it. Sadly, at the time, I was 12 and did not know there was a huge difference between regular Windows and Windows CE. It's Ramos Jerup Nielsen.
We have a whole new sort of generation of people who don't realize Windows RT is different than Windows Pro. Anyway, so.
They
still haven't figured it out over 20 years. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. So here is our viewer video of the week.
Wow.
Big fan of the show. Today I'm going to show you a video of my gadget warehouse thingy. So I'm proud of you to present not the iPad, but a Siemens SL4 SimPad. This was a device constructed by Siemens with the old Windows handheld PC, Windows CE4. It's an 8.4 TFT touchscreen VGA resolution and 800 bytes by 600 pixels. This is the high model of these, devices. Sorry about the bad language. Danish, not good at English. It came with 64 megabytes of RAM and 32 megabytes of flash storage. Flash ROM, call it. It also has a PC card slot up in here, an infrared port.
This is like the first kind of tablet-y thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure exactly. And this is a special socket for the USB connection and headbuds to listen to music. Even though you won't get much music out of 64 megabytes.
A song. Or
this is from 2000. The first model came out, but were discontinued in 2002 because of, let's just say it wasn't that popular in the States. And it runs a strong REM Intel processor of 206 megahertz. Not much, but I guess it's kind of started the tablet market in a way. I don't know. It got a infrared port. Did I say that? I probably did. It sports a 7.2 volt battery of 2800
milliamp hours.
Milliamps.
Which is approximately about slow, really, really slow. Using of it about 4 hours of battery time. It built in a mono speaker, a built in microphone. But yeah, I guess, it got a touchscreen. It has a holder for the original stylus, but I think I lost it. So I'm gonna use this instead, but it's functional. Got Internet Explorer on it.
Wish I knew how much it was when it was new.
No Wi-Fi here. Or at least in the
device. Did it have Wi-Fi?
But yeah.
I guess in 2000.
Wait. Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah, maybe.
But I've kind of saved it because, it's a little bit of tech history. And when you look at this device here, it's about 1 kilo in weight. The Surface Pro and Surface really don't look that ugly today if you think about it. So, big fan of the show. Both the GizWiz and OMG Craft.
Yay!
So I just wanted to say thank you for watching the video. Bye.
Bye. Wow.
You're welcome.
Cool.
Ramos Jerup Nielsen from Denmark.
Web0999 says it had 802.11b. Wi-Fi. So even the second generation of Wi-Fi.
Yeah. But it is funny that it's a gadget warehouse piece of history and it's 12 years old.
Yeah. 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 No, I mean, I was kind of feeling that with like 2000. But
yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing how far we've come.
No, it really is. It really is.
So amazing.
So we're, you know what? I don't remember. I guess Liz might know. Do we still send somebody a piece of crap if they live in Denmark?
So Jeff in just let me know that we would be happy to send him a cover blubber because it's so small. But Burke also stole the cover blubber, and he just talked to Lisa because it was Lisa who gave it to me. And so we'll send him something. We'll send him something.
Oh, we can find maybe a bar of soap.
We have
or
a
something.
Bar of soap. We got sandwich cutters. Maybe
a
s'mores
something
maker.
That fits in a small envelope.
Right, exactly. I don't think it'll be an issue. So, yeah, okay. We'd love to send him something.
Okay. So if you want to send in a video, especially if you have an old gadget around that you don't want to part with, like Ramos, he doesn't know what to do with it. But since it's a piece of gadget history, or your favorite gadget of all time, or I invented this, or I bought a piece of crap, make a little 2 to 3 minute video, post it on YouTube, and email us the link at gizwiz@twit.tv. And hopefully one day soon you'll be on the show. You'll get a tiny bit of fame, tiny bit of crap. But you can say to your friends, my video was on the GizWiz show. So gizwiz@twit.tv.
Perfect. Yes. I guess it's time for the letters. Yeah.
Here come the letters. Those lovely letters. Here come the GizWiz letters.
And boy, everybody's from out of the country. This is from Martin, who is Martin Europe in chat. He's in Germany, and he says, a gadget found. I found this gadget. And Josh, if you can put up the link, because it's very funny that this is just sitting on a shelf when he went shopping.
Wait, what? What is this?
I'm not seeing it on my screen.
Oh, here. There we go. It's
there you go.
So HDMI to high garden floating.
Hose.
Wait, to what?
It's HDMI to garden hose. It's obviously someone packaged this as a joke.
High floating HDMI cable with a K, Verbonding Zoo H2O. To gardenia, it says over in the corner.
Yes.
Like a garden hose.
Yes, it's a joke. So go down, Chad, and read the comments. They're very funny.
And it says, walking through the electrical store where I found this, HDMI to garden hose. People, this is what you need to refill your plasma TV from the plasma truck. Of course, I forgot. No, guys, it totally makes sense. Get a good stream on any TV.
Isn't that funny?
Absolutely. According to Reddit, it's a gag, a novelty product. I thought it said, here's the back. Oh, my gosh.
Is that funny?
Oh, that is so funny. It works with your satellite or your DVR.
I like the comment, yes. High definition.
High definition.
Yeah, exactly. So it shows you that the garden hose goes in one end, and in the other end, it goes from your satellite dish or your thing onto the cable and then into a faucet.
You know, whoever did the packaging design really got down, like with the weird brushed aluminum up in the corner.
Yes, it's excellent.
Really good. That is so funny. High definition. Works perfectly with iOS 7, they say. that is so funny. For an enhanced Shark Week experience.
Oh, that's funny too. Yeah. So the link is on my website if you want to go there and follow it. So
HDMI Martin, to H2O.
Martin Europe in the chat room. Thank you for finding that. It is very funny. Very
how much
funny.
Does it cost? Because
I don't know.
Will Monster Cable make one? Because I need.
Oh, if Monster Cable makes one, it'll come with its own built-in hose, and it'll be $500.
Yeah, exactly. I need it to be wrapped in cloth. Yeah,
gotta have them Monster Cables.
Gotta get those Monster Cables.
Monster Cables.
That's what I need. it's got to be super high definition to H2O.
Yes, exactly.
That is so funny. Absolutely. Thank you for saying that.
I don't know if there's a version for an analog sync or not, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, when are they going to make the 4K version? Because...
Oh, soon. Soon.
I hope so. Anyway. Don't forget about... What the heck is it? Head on over to...
And if you go to gizwiz.biz for the first time, you can see what you're playing for.
Ooh.
Because they just released June cover. So it's not out yet, but when it's out, if you are a winner, that's what you'll win. An autographed copy of Mad. And that thing that Chad just showed you, that's what you're looking. You can either tell us... what it really is, but we prefer you make up a silly, stupid answer of what it might be and make sure it's 25 words or less because like 500 people play this game every time and it's a lot to read. So play What the Heck Is It? And we're giving away up to 36 issues, 12 for the right answer, up to 24 for answers that make us laugh.
And it's the whole item. I was about to say it's a piece to a dollhouse.
No. It is the entire item. You know, it almost could be an HDMI to a kitchen sink adapter.
I was thinking maybe a feeder.
You know what? This might be the analog adapter you need.
I've been looking for this.
You know? Yeah. It just might be.
Yeah, you plug this into the back of your NES, your original Nintendo.
Yeah,
like the garden hose. It's like a game genie, but small form factor. That's awesome. And I guess make sure that you send in your GizWiz videos if you have your own crap. You invented this.
Yeah. So where are you? You're off to someplace special now.
I am. So tomorrow I'm taking the day off, and I am heading to Boston, Massachusetts, and going to PAX East. So, and it's a big convention for gaming convention. We're going to see some video games. But I'm excited because I'm going to get to hang out with a lot of friends that I don't ever get to hang out with that are all from the internet. All my friends are from the internet.
Do they have an expo hall? Will they have an expo hall?
They will. It's at the Boston Convention Center. So that whole thing, the whole convention center, I think they're taking it over. Uh-huh. And then I'm excited because we've rented a house with 12 other friends. It's on the beach, and we're all going to stay at this one house.
What body of water?
We're 30 minutes north, so we're on the east coast. I don't know. I think there's a small bay. I don't think we're going to be hanging out in the water. I doubt it.
No, it's going to be chilly. Too chilly for that up there, I think.
If you do go in the water, though, don't forget to bring your HDMI to garden hose adapter.
Yeah, that's a good place to test it out.
Yeah, because then you can go the other way and convert the water into HDMI signal.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Then you'll have something to watch.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
So that's what we're doing. Are you doing anything this weekend?
This weekend I'm going to something and I can't remember what. One of the guys at Mad Magazine, the ex-editor, wrote a play, and so I'm going to a preview.
Cool.
So that's
going to
be fun. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Well, that about wraps it up for the GizWiz. Make sure you catch us live every Wednesday starting around 4:30, depending on if we have a production meeting or not. Still trying to work that out, but you can hang out with Dickie D. He's normally on the stream starting at 4:30, and then we start at some point. And you can always download the show after the fact at twit.tv/gizwiz. We appreciate it when you hit the subscribe button and give us a rating on iTunes or thumb us up on YouTube if you're watching over there. And that about wraps it up. We'll be here next. I'll see you next week.
I'll be here.